Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've seen the increase in air conditioner and fan usage, electricity. How will all this increased use likely affect our energy bill next month?
Well, that's a really good question. It's something we always want to keep in mind. And it really is dependent on the individual. So as an example, If you were someone who was taking advantage of maybe some of the tips we offered at the top at the start of the week, maybe if you closed your blinds or if you maybe bumped up the thermostat a little bit so the house wasn't your air conditioner wasn't working as hard to keep the house maybe a little bit cooler than you would like, or if you know perhaps you had a house full of people, maybe the kids are home from college, but they're working, and both mom and dad left the house for the day and didn't have to air condition the house at all, or decided to maybe not run the pool pump this week to conserve energy. Maybe those folks would be different. Their billing might be different compared to a similar household that did the exact opposite. Maybe you like the house down to 67 degrees, and maybe you stayed home and went for a swim and used had the filter going and everything was great. And cool, everybody's keeping cool. And it's just going to vary from household to household. It's something to keep in mind and something that it's a good question and something to consider, but it's going to vary from household to household.
If the bill is a lot higher than we expected, we might have a little trouble getting into the paying it. What tools are available from National Grid to help with those situations?
Well, we have a lot of different ways to help save money. We have a budget plan that we can offer. We can offer some customers more time to pay. You could talk to one of our consumer advocates about our programs. You might be eligible to receive monthly bill credits, as an example. And all of these and more are available at nationalgridus.com.
And I know that this was a tough week as far as people using energy, but what could we expect as far as energy usage? How did the grid go?
Well, knock on wood, we haven't had any real heat-related widespread outages this week, which is terrific. We all know that heat is a great stressor on our equipment out in the field. But we also were prepared for it. So we had outages early in the week in the city of Buffalo. We had one up in the Genesee region that was a result of a motor vehicle accident. A motorist had collided with one of our poles. Hopefully we'll get through the week without any real heat-related outages. So it was good to keep an eye on. I'm grateful that we had a chance to talk a couple times this week. And, something to keep in mind, too, is usually this type of hot weather and these types of safety tips or energy efficiency tips that we provide usually come in August or so, but it's early, so maybe we'll learn from this too, and we'll be in touch again next month.